the Ninth Amendment, really, the only way it makes sense is to understand the common law and to believe in the common law. And the only way the common law makes sense, really, is if you believe that there's a law that precedes the announcement of the judge.
Right. That's right.
And we don't believe in that anymore. So why would we teach an amendment that we really can't teach? It's like, why are we teaching the Bible now that we actually literally prove there's no God? Why are we still teaching this? Yeah. So if there's no transcendent law, which the Supreme Court said in 1938, there is no transcendent law. Well, that does away with common law. So the Supreme Court said in that same case in 1938, well, yeah, there's still common law, but it exists only by virtue of the authority of the state. And the only authority is the state.
Wow.
We rejected all concepts of God in 1938. And when you do that, then this thought that there's an antecedent, precedent, pre-political law with enumerated, you know, and unenumerated rights, it just doesn't make sense to the modern mind anymore.